begin the Chazara of Hashem. So let's begin the answer to the different questions. Bezrat Hashem. Okay. First question is: how many different types of bat dinim are there ba'alocha, and what about legabe b'nei Noach? So the first Mishnah Sanhedrin and Avraham and Aleph declares that there are different types of bat dinim. Bezin of 3 is for financial matters. Bezin of 23 is for dinin of fashos. And the bezin of 71 is for different specific matters. For example, donning a navi sheker, annexing more lands on Eretz Yisrael. And those is where the bezin ha'gadol is needed, the bezin of 71, for these specific matters. We know that for B'nai Noach, for a deal with the Shevet Mitz B'nai Noach, the Gemara writes later on Nun Zayin, that when it comes to the halacha of B'nai Noach, all you need is a Dayan Echad, an Eid Echad, and you don't need any Hasra. So the rules are much different when it comes to a Beis Din for B'nai Noach. And therefore, the Gemara says, as I said, Dayan Echad is enough, an Eid Echad is enough, and the halacha is that you don't need hasra. Okay? That's the Gemara here on Nun Zayin and Beis. Okay? That's what the Gemara wants to say, the distinction. Now, I want to also point out in this question we mentioned that we do not have din in the fashos bizman hazeh. We do not have din in the fashos bizman hazeh for taryag mitzvahs. Why not? Because you need 3 prerequisites. Number one, the Gemara says in Beis here in Sanhedrin, you need Kohanim to be doing the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. And we don't have Kohanim doing the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh. The Gemara points this connection out on Daphne and Beis, Omid Beis. Bizman Sheish Kohen Yesh Mishpat, Bizman Sheim Kohen Ein Mishpat. Number two, you need the Sanhedrin HaGadol to be sitting in the Lishkas HaGazis. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Lishkas HaGazis. Therefore, we don't have the Sanhedrin HaGadol, unfortunately. That's the second prerequisite you need. And number three is you need to have smicha. And we don't have smicha. So because of those 3 prerequisites, you need all 3 to do dinin nefashos. We have none of them. Therefore, bizman hazeh, there is no halakha concept of dinin nefashos within the taryag mitzvahs for Klal Yisrael. For B'nai Noach, Rabban Soloveitchik Zatzal pointed out to us that in fact there is l'maisa such a concept. That's what dinin means. And if you execute a murder with the death penalty, and he's a mass murderer, he's deserving of it, and he can't rehabilitate himself, then it's quite appropriate that you might be fulfilling the din of dinim. So that answers number one. Number two, what does Rashi comment here when it comes to the concept of gzeilus? Mishnah said, gzeilus, you need 3. Rashi makes a comment here. He writes that since the word, the Birkas Avraham said, that it says gzeilus, so Rashi says, I'm going to tell you the different types of gzeilus. Rashi says, number one, the type of gzeilus, kofer b'pikado and d'mishalech boyad, that you're a shomer chinam, for example, and you deny the object that was given to you to watch, you want the fellow, the mafkin wants the object back, the guy denies it and says, I don't have it, but not only that, he dribbles the basketball, mishalech boyad with it. That's number one. Number two is the concept of stealing, pickpocketing or stealing overtly. Hachotif miyad chavero, kigon havegazik on haigzos and chanis miyad amitzri. And lamaisa, that is the second example of gzeila that he gives. He actually gives 2 examples. Okay? That's how Rashi points out halacha lamaisa. Okay? That's what Rashi comments. And the Aruch HaNir says he thinks there's a problem with the Rashi. Says the Aruch HaNir, someone's kofer b'pikadon have a gazlan. The Gemara says in Bava Kami, b'feirish, b'daf kuf vav amid beis. The Gemara says b'feirish, on kuf vav amid beis, that if you are a kofer b'pikadon, if you deny that you've been given an object, that makes you a gazlan. So why does Rashi have to add on shlichus yad? That's the Aruch HaNir's kasha, l'maisa on Rashi. Very, very strong kasha in Rashi. In fact, the Aruch HaNir is so adamant about his kasha is that he says, Halacha Lamaisi feels that there's a misprint in the Rashi. And he claims that the misprint in the Rashi is that there should be the word O. Rashi says, Kofar begun O de Mishalech Boyad. He thinks there's a mistake in Rashi, and he says you must put the word O in. In fact, the Chedushi Haran actually has the word O as well. Halacha Lamaisi, he has the word O as well. And the truth of the matter is that we find that the Tosis Xavyan Paris said that Kfir Bipikadon Nid Shlichus Yad. And we also said the Talmud Ramban says the same thing. So there are Rishonim that have the same gears of Rashi. But the Rechonir is so bothered by this that he puts the word O in. And therefore he says, Kofir Bipikadon, or Shlichus Yad, or what? Or stealing straight up is considered to be Gazlonis. And therefore, he puts the word O, and he claims there's a misprint of Rashi. Now, Rashi Amud Beis says Shlichus Yad, Kofar Bikodom. Why is that not a problem? Because Amud Beis is talking about Halacha Lamaisa, so the Aruch Lanier points out. What's Amud Beis talking about? Amud Beis is talking about where it was actually stolen from him, and it's not his domain. So if he makes the claim Geneva, it won't work because he was Shalech Boyad. That's an Amud Beis. On Amud Aleph, our Rashi is talking about where it is in his garage. He's flat out lying. He's flat out lying. Why do you need to have Shlichus Yad to make yourself a Goslin? Kfir alone would make you a Goslin. That was the piece in the Aruch Lanier. So I was asking you this morning, Ben. Then Amud Beis, when Rashi says Shlichus Yad, that's Taka needed there to say Shlichus Yad. Because there the object's Taka was stolen from him. But the reason why he's Kaya, because he was Shalech Boyad before he stole it. But in Amud Aleph, the object's in his garage. He's lying, he doesn't have it. So Kfir Bibikon should be enough. Why does Rashi have to add in Shlichus Yad? So that's why Rashi says, that's why Aruch Lanier says, put the word O in. Fine. That answers number two. Three. How did the Rav Zatzal answer up Rashi? Give the whole mahalach. So the Rav Zatzal said beautifully, Chiddush Nifla. The Rav said, and also Rav David Parvarsky says the same thing. The Rav Zatzal, Rav David Parvarsky Zatzal, developed the following theory, that when it comes to Kfir B'Pikadon, you retain the hat of being a Shomer. When it comes to Shlichus Yad, you have Kinyan Ikzeila. Kofar Pikadon gives you Chiyuv Ikzeila. Shlichus Yad gives you Kinyan Ikzeila. And that ends your hat of being a Shomer. You are now a Goslem. With Kofar Pikadon, you retain the hat of being a Shomer, and now you have Chiyuv Ikzeila, Eli. But when you do Shlichus Yad, you have Kinyan Ikzeila, which extinguishes and terminates the hat of being a Shomer. Now you solely become a Goslem. Therefore, the Rav suggested, beautiful Chiddush, that in order to require three mumchims, or smuchim, we say, that need smicha, gzeilus that require three smuchim are what type of gzeilus? Gzeilus where you've lost your shomer hat, and you exclusively only have the gzeila hat. And therefore, what is that? That is only shlichus yad with kinyan gzeila. And that's the chiddush that the Rav wanted to say. And therefore, it's no misprit in Rashi. That's why Rashi writes beferish, that you have to write Kofar Bibikana de Shlichus Yad. Because Kofar Bibikana will give you only Chiyuv Ekzela. Shlichus Yad elevates it to Kinyan Ekzela, where you lose your hat of being a Shem Shomer. If you do Kofar Bibikana, then you have two hats. You have a Shem Shomer and you have Chiyuv Ekzela. And that would not be enough to isolate and say, oh, now you need a basin of what? Of three smuchim. So that's why the Rav said it's no misprint in Rashi at all. And Rav David Pavarsky agreed very beautifully. And he pointed out that the Tyson Baba Kama, bless you, on Kuf Zayin and Midbez and Mask of the Sholach, writes, even though Rav Sheshi says, Kofar Bikon Nasal of Gazlan, you can nevertheless be Chayiv Kefal if your Toyntan is Ganav afterwards. Remember we said there's a din of Toyntan is Ganav?
Yeah.
You can be Chayiv Kefal if you covertly steal as a Ganav. You can also deny something that it was Gneva, you don't have the object, and you're lying. So Toyntan is Ganav, let's get the answers in the computer. You're Chayiv what? You're Chayiv Kefal. You follow me? So Tosef Bava Kama says, Beferish, that even though Kofar Bikadon, you become a Goslin, but if you do Toyntan is Ganav, you're Chayiv Kefal. Why? Because you only have Chiyuv Ekzela. You haven't lost your hat of being a Shem Shomer. In order to be Chayiv Kefal for Toyntan is Ganav, you have to retain the hat of being a Shem Shomer. At Kofar Bikadon, you do retain the Shem hat of being a Shem Shomer. That's exactly what Tosef says in Bava Kama. Kuv Zayin and Mizr Maskel Sholach fits beautifully right into the Rashi. And we said a Chapsa Nafkamina, Rebbe Kiveger, in the Chayshin Mishput, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reis Sadi Dalet Sefalof writes that even when you claim the fellow, let's say it was worth $5. After when he denies it, it was worth $5. Then it fluctuated and appreciated. It got more expensive. Let's say he's a Shomer Socher. And then he lost the object through Pshia. Shomer Socher's Chayiv. So how much is he Chayiv? Mishas Gzeli is Chayiv. Mishas what? A Gazan is Mishal and Rashka Shas Gzela. From the time he did the Kfira. But since he retained the Shem Shomer, it could very well be that what? He has to pay when it was what? When it was lost. Halacha l'maisa. And therefore, b'chayv midin what? Midin pshia. Halacha l'maisa. So that would come out in afkemina, halacha l'maisa. If you retain the shame shomer, so you won't be chayv at the time that it was when you were kofer b'bikara, because you retain the shame shomer. So later on, when it gets lost because of your pshia, therefore, since you retain the shame shomer, you're going to have to pay kipshas what? When it's more expensive. Because since you retain, even though kol ha-mishalim, kol ha-gazlonim, mishalim kshas ha-gzela, fine, that's kshas ha-gzela, but here you retain the shame shomer. So the mela will make you chayv when it gets more expensive later. That was the chiddush that Rav David Parvarsky Zatzal and Rav Dorov Zatzal wanted in the chiddush beautifully in Shittas what? In Shittas Rashi, that there is no misprint at all, none whatsoever in Rashi. You need that elevation of shlichus yad to make a kinyonic zela and not chiyuvik zela. That's what the Rav wanted to say. Okay, everyone got that, Chlor? Fine, that's number three. Four. What was the Usher L'Shlomo and the Ragat Shover's Pshat and Rashi? So they wanted to say the following. They wanted to say that the truth is that Rashi says in Bob Metzia and Yudim and Beis, what is Gneva? You need a Maisa Gneva. You need a Maisa Gevi. You bring it in, no, but Fanel Lagainvo. You lock the fence in order to steal it. Rashi and Bob Metzia Yudim and Beis, you need a Maisa in order to be Chayv and Gneva. The Ksos HaKoshin says, if it goes in on its own, or you do a Machshava, you're not going to be Chayv. You need a Maisa Gneva. That's the case. What do you do with the Gemara Baba Kama? We said Kofer B'Bikaron makes you a Gazlan. So the Imre Moshe says, to be Chayiv Kefal, you need a Maisa. But to be Chayiv as a Gazlan, Chayiv and Onsen. Once you become a Gazlan, Chayiv and Onsen, you don't need a Maisa. That's what the Imre Moshe said. Comes along the Asher L'Shlomo, says, what are you talking about? Rashi and Bob Metzia Chavav Mebei says, that if you take the object before Yeush, Almanas to return an object, and then after Yeush, the guy gave up hope, he'd never get it back, you say you're going to keep and steal it. You're only over Hashem Tashivim. Meaning you took an object from someone before he was Miyayish, and then when he's Miyayish, it's already in your possession, and you decide you want to keep it. You're not over Lo Tigzol. Why aren't you over Lo Tigzol, Rashi says? Because there's no Maisa. But that's talking about Gzela. So you see, by Gzela also you need a Maisa. So how can the Gemara say Kofer B'Bikaron is it makes you a Gazlan? Very difficult. So the Ritva writes, and this is what we said from the Imre Moshe. The Ritva writes, you're right, Gazlan needs a Maisa too. But you know what the story is? The story is that when you do a Kfir in Bezdin, it's like a Maisa Gzela. When you do a Kfir in Bezdin, it's a virtual, we said, Alpi Dibor, it's like a what? It's like a Maisa. That's what the Imre Moshe wanted to say according to Ritva. Okay?
The virtual was the Ragachar.
No, but it's a, we're going to get to that now. But I'm saying it's a the Kfir in Beis is next chef to be a Maisa. Memei Lazak the Ragachar, that whenever you give an object to someone to watch, Kolecha de Rishusa de Maris. If I give an object to Yosef to watch, we treat as if that wherever the item is in his house, it's like it's my house. Kolecha de Maris, Rishusa Maris. But once you're kofer it, what are you doing? Says the Ragachover. You're taking back your place. You're stealing your place. That's the Shlichus Yad. The Shlichus Yad is a virtual type of Shlichus Yad. Kofer b'bikadon m'shalech bo yad. Because when you do a kfir b'bikadon, you're virtually doing a Shlichus Yad. Because you're taking that space. That's what the Ragachover wanted to say, Pshad. Yes, Yonah.
The Ragachover views that wherever the item, whatever space the item occupies in the Shomer's house, it belongs to the
Mafke, the original guy. Correct. So when you do a Kfir in Beis, it's like you're stealing that place. Okay. That's why it's called a Shlichus Yad. We call it a virtual type of Shlichus Yad. And the way the Rimosha is saying it's a virtual type of, it's a Dibur type of Shlichus Yad when you're lying in Beis. So in the end of the day, when Rashi says kofim mishalech bo yad, it's not a literal shlichus yad. Okay, it's a what? It's taking back the place. Yes, sir.
But Edom Zomim are not. When Edom Zomim can testimony, they lie in bait and they're not doing. The Gemara says they're not doing an action. So how could fear and bait and
okay, the D-board, that's for our purposes though, for Maisa Goslin. For Goslin, I'm saying, for Goslanislam Maisa, the Rugachover is saying that's what you're doing. You're stealing the place. Because the Gemara deems as Goslin. For Hirchos, you can't compare it to Lafshim, but Maisa, D-board Maisa. For our purposes, the Gnei Mixela, we view it as a what? We view it as a taking back, we view it as a Maisa. I understand, but that's the Gabi what Lav Shem Amais the Gabi Malchus. This special Allah he wants to say that through your fear your deemed is a gospel. So he wants to say for Ichos Gnev and Ichos Gzev. So what emerges is three different Pshatim that we said in Rashi. Okay, the Aruch Lanier, the Rav Zatzal with the Rav Pavarsky Zatzal. We should write in three Rav Zatzal and the Rav Pavarsky Zatzal in four. The Asher Lishlom and the Safas Beth. That whole Mahalik in Shittas Rashi.
Same person as the
Rebbe Chaver? No. Shlomo is a different shot. He's the one. It's all that part of the Mahalach that he said you need a Maisa, both for Gneva and Gzeva. Okay? And then Ramosha said, you find that what? That it's like a virtual Maisa through the D-board, and Rebbe Chaver picked up on that, said Shlichus Yad is taking that place, stealing that place. Okay, that was four. Five. What's the end of the Rashi saying? The end of the Rashi makes a comment, right? What's the end of the Rashi say? The end of the Rashi says, if you borrow money and you don't pay it back, you're not called a Goslin. Milvelot son, nothing. Rashi says you're not a Goslin. Interesting. So in other words, Rashi says, halacha lemaisa, that if you borrow money from someone, you're a Rasha if you don't pay it back. How do I know you're a Rasha? Jacob, if someone borrows money and doesn't pay it back, how do I know he's a Rasha? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Perek Lamed Zayin pasuk Chafalof. Lova Rasha Velo Yishalom. You got me? So you might not be a what? You might not be a Goslin, but you're not a good guy. But the question is, are you a Goslin? So Rashi says you're not a Goslin. We asked Akash on that. Rashi and Gittin on Lamed Vavim and Beis writes explicitly. When the Gemara says, how can the Chamim Misak and Shvis Bizman Hazeh, that we should cancel loans, men midirayse you're chayv to pay the guy. Min Rabbanan, they're going to make you a Goslin. Midrabanan, they cancel the loan that Rashi has in Lamed Vavim is getting that they're making you a Goslin. So you see Beferis explicitly, Rashi says, if you borrow money, don't pay back. You're called a Goslin. That's mamish against this Rashi, steering Rashi's. Moreover, two places in Bava Metzia, and Af Samach Alpha Man Alpha and Kufir Alpha Man Alpha, that if you withhold wages, you don't pay your employer, you're overload Tigzal. You're overload Tigzal. If you're over a little tigzol, that should be exactly like Kofar Bahavoya. There's no chayfits going on. You just stop paying back a debt. And the Gemara says clearly you're over a little tigzol. So how could Rashi say what he says by us? Okay? That if you borrow money, don't pay back, you're not called a Goslin. Okay, we got the kashrut? So we wanted to say as follows. The Avnezer writes in the Chuvis Choshen Mishmet Simen Aleph that granted you're over to Yisrael Tigzol when you borrow money, don't pay it back. But the money are not called Tashlum Egzela. That would warrant three mumchim. The monies are not called Tashlum Egzela. Because Milvelot Son Nitna. What does Milvelot Son Nitna mean? That if I borrow a $5 bill, I don't have to pay the same $5 bill back. I have to pay the value back. Milvelot Son Nitna. The loan is used to is made to be used. I don't have to give the same bill back. So in Echaname, I am over to Yisrael Tigzol, like Rashi says in Gittin, like the two plates of Bumitzi Eli. But the money that I don't pay back is not called Tashlume Gzela, that would require three munk. You follow me? So I'm over to Yisrael, but it doesn't affect the money that it's called Tashlume Gzela. That's one mahalach. However, I heard many years ago, I had remember I said over from the Rabbi Goyim, Rav Moshe Diberman, Shlifted, Shavar Fu Shlema, and we're giving the shir today also. I was asked to give the shir today. Please dive and learn for a fushlim from Malki Esther Basipoyer. Given this morning by Rev Axer, actually. So, the other mahalach is possibly the following. And that is that when you borrow money and you don't pay it back, you are called a Goslin. We had it in I made a packet for you. Remember, Milvo Kafronis. The Vilna Gaon has a Gerson Yushalmi. That if you borrow money, you don't pay it back, you are called a Goslin. Because the Mishnah says in Shviz, Fifairish. A milva that's nasik afronis is not mishametis. What does that mean? It means as follows. We had two cases. The man denied the loan right before the end of Shvi's. Since you can't pressure the fellow, Shvi's is not mishame. Remember the halakas that Shvi's is only cancels when you can pressure him? I can't pressure him because he denied the loan. So the halakha is that what? It's not mishame. But what's the case of kafronis shinasa milva? What was the case? That's mishametis. What was the case before Shvi's Adim came or he admitted he owed money? It's mishame, because you could pressure the guy. So the Vilna Gaon has a gear, so the Rebbe Yirmiyah is mistapek. If you're kofer b'milva, do you become a goslin and do you pay itis? Or does it not become a goslin? And it's like a baal chov that you collect from beinimis. So what's the suffix? So the suffix says Reb Shmuel Rozovsky is exactly this. The reason why milva kafronis is not mishame is because why? You can't pressure him. Or maybe because it's called a goslin. And what's the din of a goslin, Yona? Let's get it down. Goslin's not mishame. You steal money from someone and Shemitah year ends, it doesn't cancel that. That's not a loan. You stole. So the Gemara, according to the Vilna Gaon, has a girsa, Eli, that if you steal money, it's not mishame. And it's talking about a loan. It's talking about a loan that you deny, you don't pay back. So there's a tzad in Yushalmi, correct, in the 10th parak that says what? That says you're a goslin and you would collect from Idis. So the Vilna Gaon's Girsa goes against this Rashi. Milva kafroni se gezel, se gezel. Remember we said that? If you deny the loan, it is gezel. There is a shita like that. The Vilna Gaon's Girsa in the Yushami says that in fact you would be chayav. Now the Pnei Maisha's Girsa was that either you what? Either you collect Beinonis or goes to the Zibudis. Never had the concept. It was a vital shita, but according to the Gaon, the Gaon had the Girsa, no, Idis. Why would it be Idis? It would be Yiddish because why? Milva Kafronis is Gezel. And it's like Gezel. And when Goslin is one of the Arba of us Nezikim, and you pay what? You collect from Yiddish, right? Bachov gets Veninis. A woman in for Aksuba gets Ziburis, right? The law is real estate, right? Three types of real estate. The Gemara says Beferis, according to this Gom, that if you deny a loan, you're like a Mazik, and therefore you collect what? The guy could get from Yiddish. According to one side in the Gemara. So we point out the Tyrus Rhyme. You remember the Tyrus Rhyme's gosh on this? Please get it. What was the Torah's Roim?
Rashi says you're not
Rashi says you're not called a Goslin, Eli, by us. And we said you're over an Isser Goslin, but the payment's not called the Shlumin example. To answer the Stein Rashi, you follow me? Yeah. But there's another market that says you Mamish are a Goslin. Mamish, that's not right. You would put it in the list in the Mishnah. Rashi said don't put it in the list in the Mishnah example, but according to this Gaon and Yushami, you would.
How do you answer Rashi again?
We said that this is an Isser Gzela, but the payment or is not called Tashlum Gzela that would warrant three mumkin. Okay? We're looking for a type of Gzela that warrants three mumkin. Okay? So Lamaisa, the Torah's Roim quoted, what was the difficulty? What does Gemara say? What's the difficulty? For Gzela's Chavos, you need what? Three mumkin. For Odol's Chavos, you don't need three mumkin. For Odol's Chavos, you don't need three mumkin. According to the Yerushalmi, Chavos is what? What is Havos? Yeah. It's Gela. So Nachama, what's the Chiluk in the Gemara? That was the Torah Shlomim's Kasha. So we wanted to say, according to the Rambam, the way you can say it is in a Hanami. When you lend money to a guy, you can focus on the what? The money that you lent him. If you focus on that, then you don't need three mumkin. That's Havos. But if you focus on the fact that he's denying it, then in a Hanami, that's Gela, and you would need three mumkin. You would talk to need three mumkin. It depends which element you are amplifying. When you take the guy to the din Torah, yes. That's what we wanted to say according to the Rambam, says Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. The Abdenezer said that's only according to the Rambam. But according to Rashi, if you deny a loan, you're not a goslin. Milvalot sunnitna. If you would be considered a goslin, then you'd be done. You Hedyotus never would be good. There's no two tiers, according to Rashi. It's either goslin or you're not a goslin. What we're saying is within the Rambam, within the Yushalmi, you don't have to access and amplify the element of Gazlonis. You don't have to amplify the element of Gazlonis. Because you could say either pay me the money you borrowed, or in that case, Yeltus would suffice. But if I say, Eli, you're lying to me, you're denying it, then I'm highlighting the Gazlonis element, then in Hanami, you would need what? You would need three mumkim halachalamaisa. According to Rashi, there's no two tiers. Rashi says you borrow money, you don't pay back, you're not a goslin of the Lord Sunday. If he would be a goslin, then you're done. What do you mean you're done? That means you'd always need three mumkin. the Chiluk and the Gemara would be very difficult. According to Rashi, it's not a problem because he says you're not a Gazlan. So what comes out from here is that there's a second sheet that argues on Rashi. The Girsa of the Vilna Gaon into Yushalmi, Milva Kafron is the Gazlan. Yes, Yonah.
Rambam says that if you focus on the denial of loan, that's Gazela, but if you focus on the money, that's...
If you focus on the denial, then that'll be Gazlanus, and you would need three Mumkin. If you focus on the money that was borrowed, that's Halvos, and the Hedyotus would suffice. According to Rashi, those two tiers don't exist. Rashi says, Lav Milvolot Sundit. If it wouldn't be a Milvolot Sundit, it'd be Gazlanus no matter what. If you deny a loan, you're always going to require three Mumkin. Okay, that answers number, which one? Five, six. What is the first Tosa saying in the second? Let's get it. Adam, you with me? What is the first Tosa saying in the Sefta, number six? So Tosis is bothered by Akasha. What does he say? Tosis says, you know what? Baba Kamba, Baba Mitzia, Baba Basra are the three Babas. Remember we said people sometimes don't understand what that means. Remember that first line, right? Tosa Baba, people don't know what's going on. It means Baba Kamba, Baba Mitzia, Baba Basra. Once we deal with all the sectors of Din and Ezekiel, now the Mishnah, the Seder, Ashas, tells me how many Dayanim we need for different Dine tires. Okay. So Tosis says, I'm bothered by Akasha. What happened to Kofar and Shloshim Shalevet? Why do they not appear in the Mishnah? What is Kofar? If someone, God forbid, sure, kills a human being, you have to pay Kofar to the Yorshim. Shloshim Shalevet, if you're sure, kills an Evik 90. Evik 90 is a man bought off the slave market. You give him Mila Vitfila. Side mitzvahs like he's a half Jew, like a Jewish woman, full Jewish woman. Chayv and lav mitzvah says she's shalobis man grama. If your shor kills another kind, you got to pay 30 talents of silver. Shloshim shel kesef. Why is that not in the Mishnah? Those are knossos. Why is kofar and shloshim shel evid not in the Mishnah? That's Tosis kasha. So Tosis gives three terutzim. Please get it. Number one, sok Tosis yesh beforshim. It is in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah lists the case as shor is executed with 23 dayanim. When is the shor executed? Accompanying the shor being executed is usually a chi of kofar if he killed a regular human being, or if he killed an evik 90, he plays shloshim shel kesef. So it is in the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the shor being executed. So also included in that is the din of kofar, the shloshim shel evik. That's the first teretz of Tosis. Tosis points out, though, please get it, that first teretz is against the Tanna Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that you can have a case of kofar and shloshim shalevet even when the shor is not executed. How? I'll be eid echad or I'll be bailin. If an eid echad came forward or the bailin admitted that their shor killed someone, would that trigger and generate kofar and shloshim shalevet? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it does. So there you have a scenario, Zach, where you can have kofar and shloshim shalevet without killing the shor, because you're not going to kill the shor if there's only an echad or the bailin admit. But you still can have a chiyuv kofar shloshim shalevet. So you can't tell me that it's included in the case of Mishnah Shor. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, you can have kofar shloshim shalevet. That is not what? That is it exists when there's no killing of the shor. So Tosis says, okay, so say our Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar. But then he says, no way. Because you're also going to have to say our Mishnah is against Rabbi Kiva. And that's already too much. To say that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because what does Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva says, if the shor kills a human being without intention, shalom b'kavana, we don't kill the shor. But it still generates a chiyuv what? Still generates a chiyuv kofar. Halacha l'maisa. So since it still generates a chiyuv kofar, there you have it. I can also dig up a chiyuv kofar without killing the shor. So you can't tell me that kofar and shloshim shalevet are included in the Mishnah with the killing of the shor, because you can have kofar according to Rabbi Kiva when there's no killing the shor. So you'll say the Mishnah is against Rabbi Kiva? No way. Tosis says, I don't want to make the Mishnah against Rabbi Kiva as well. So Tosis is very bothered, and therefore he comes up with a second teretz. Why is kofar and shloshim shalevet not in the Mishnah? So it gives a completely different teretz. What's a completely different teretz? That is included not in what? The Mishnah Shor, it's included in Chabalos, which is a Chiddush. Chabalos usually thinks a human being getting damaged, getting beaten up. But here it means the Shor incurring Chabalos to people. Okay? That's the second teretz of Tosis. That kofar and shloshim are included. Where in the Mishnah Chabalos? And number three, the third teretz is that Tana Vishir. What's Tana Vishir? Tana Vishir means that Tana, it's not an exhaustive list. You have to at least leave out two things. He left out Kofar and Shloshim Levi, which is one. What's the second one? What's the second one? Rosh Eivarim. That if you punch an Evik 90, you make his tooth go out and lose his eye, God forbid. The halacha is he goes free. It's a knas. And there you need three mumkin. So we say Tana Vashir. We always remember Tos Lumps, Kofar, and Shloshim Shel Evet together. So that's one, and the other one is Rosh Yevarim. So you have three Teirutz, but we're not done with the Taisis. But then Taisis says, he used the expression Lishna Kam, which we said was a little bizarre, because usually Lishna Kam is in the Gemara, Lishna Kam, Lishna Shniyah. Here he's referring to Lishna Kam as the first Teirutz of Taisis. You remember that? You remember that, guys? So what does he say? He says, according to the first Teirutz, I'm bothered by it. According to the first Teirutz, why didn't it mention Kofar, right? But according to why didn't it mention Kofar? It said it was mentioned because why?
It's part of
the Shor being executed. But then you have one thing left out, Rosh Yevarim. So he goes back and asks, in the first Teretz, you left out Rosh Yevarim. See, Rosh Yevarim, according to the second Teretz, will be included in Kabbalah, right? No problem. But according to the first Teretz, what are you going to do with Rosh Yevarim? It's only one thing that's left out. You can't say Tana Vashir. So he says an amazing answer.
Wouldn't that also be a problem with the second answer also?
No, the second answer you could say it's including Kabbalah, Sally.
Kofar,
Shloshim Glad, Kabbalah striking people. That's striking a human being. That's much easier even.
Right.
Kabbalah, yeah. No, but it's even easier to include Kabbalah because Kabbalah means human being. When you punch an Evid, a human to a human. To say Kabbalah includes a Shor is a bichidish. So what's he say? He says, according to the first Teretz, what am I going to do with Rosh Yevarim? He says, not a problem. It's included in what? Chabalos. Chabalos includes Rosh Yevarim. Shor being executed includes what? Kofar and Shloshim Shel Evet. So everything is covered according to the first Teretz. Then he gives another Teretz to save the first Teretz, the Eish Beforshim. What's the second Teretz? Lamaisa, why did it not mention Rosh Yevarim? Why did it not mention Rosh Yevarim? Don't worry about it. You can't say Tana Vashir. What's the answer? Because the Mishnah only teaches things that are given miyad liyad. Rosh Yevarim are not miyad liyad. They're zochah. He's zochah begufo. He's zochah in the goof. He's zochah in himself. He goes free. There's no cash given over among miyad liyad. And we're only talking about things cash giving over. We're not talking about, we're talking about cash rewards. We're not talking about what? You being zochah with your own goof. So therefore, the kasha doesn't even start. Okay, Ellie, you got it?
I didn't get the last answer.
So the last answer is to save the Eish Beforshim, which is the first answer. Why Rosh Yevarim is not in there? The first answer was it included Chabalas. Second answer is that what? No, it wouldn't make the mission anyway. Because we're only talking about cash rewards, mom and miyad liyad, that you give over from one to another person. This is the guy Zocha Begufo. When the Evid Kenani is punched out, he goes free. Zocha Begufo and himself. That would not fit the bill of the mission, what it's looking for. Okay. That answers number what? That answers number six. Seven, guys. Let's go. What's the dinim, Lamaisa? What are some more dinim that are not mentioned in the mission? What are some more dinim not mentioned in the mission? We had a whole bunch of them. The whole bunch of them. Let's get them. Number one. Why doesn't it mention Ritzias Evid Ivri? Evid Ivri decides to stay forever. We pierce his ear. You need a bezin for that. It's a beferish and mechilta, a price and mesechas avodim. That's number one. Number two, the oil dovin points out. Adim Zomimin. Like you mentioned, Uri, that's a knas. You need a base of three. Why is that not mentioned? Number three, the Rav Lanier says, he's not sure whether Gullus needs 3 or 23. You know, Paskin put a guy in Gullus. He says he never found it anywhere. We point out it's enough in the Rambam. It's a Beferish of Rambam. Where's the Rambam? I brought it in Beferish. Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet. Rambam writes black on white Beferish. A Gullus needs 23. The Beferish of Rambam. Aruch Lanier had a suffix. Okay, but the Rambam says Beferish.
What is this?
Golus. The Paskin, the guy wrote Seth Meshug needs Golus. You need 23. Rambam says Beferish. That's not in the Mishnah.
That's not a
Knossos. Halacha Lamosha. The Sefer Halacha Lamosha says, it doesn't have to be just Knossos. We're talking about the whole Mishnah. Not all Knossos. They're not all Knossos. Any cases that, well, there are a lot of cases need a base that are not mentioned. Doesn't have to daf can be a Knoss. Zeus
and
Kabelos
are not
Knossos. Right. The Sefer Halacha Lamosha, the Sefer Halacha Lamosha is, why is Dmei Vlados not there? If, God forbid, a woman is what? Pregnant and someone, the husband's getting a fight and they cause a miscarriage, you got to pay Dmei Vlados. That's not in the Mishnah. What about Get? Get's not in the Mishnah, Chamra Machai points out. So he wanted to say, also the Tosis Yontem says, Tosis and Gilalav says, the Mishnah wanted to mount Karen, not Shane Virego. Right? What's the answer to all these kashas? Tana Vashir. You could say it's not an exhaustive list, we said. Just say time of the shear. Which answer was that in the first Tosfos?
First.
No, which answer was that? That was the third answer, correct. So just say time of the shear. Also, we asked Tosfos and Soth, Zion and Mebez. What does the Tosfos and Soth, Zion and Mebez say? What does Tosfos and Soth, Zion and Mebez say? Why is Soth and Zuck and Mamre not in the list? You require 71 for Sota, Hashkah Sota, and Zuck and Mamre. Zuck and Mamre, the rebellious rabbi. The rebellious rabbi requires a basin of 71. Why are they not on the list? Hashkah Sota. Tyson Sota and Zion and Mabez asked this kasha. What's Tyson's answer? Because the Gemar Din of Hashkah Sota and Zuck and Mamre doesn't need 71. The Gemar Din does not need 71. And we're only listing things that were the Gemar Din need 71. But what else could he answer? Tadavishir. Right? It's not an exhaustive list, we said. Okay, so that answers number what? Number seven. Eight. What did Rashi say on Mir? Let's get it. What is Mir? That's a Rashi's Masber. Rashi says you have a young girl below the age of 12 that has lost her father, God forbid, and she has a brother and sister that marries her off to a guy. She's married Midrabanan. She has the wherewithal to just wake up one day and refuse the marriage. If she goes in front of a base and walk out, she doesn't need a get. Because the miyun is enough to break the din derabanan, the rabbinic marriage. And we need a base din to do that. There's a need to have a base din. Okay? There's a need to have a base din. And Rashi commented, he comments on the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara of Psachim Daflam, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein D'Yeraisa Tikkun. Anytime the Rabbanan make an enactment, they model after a din d'oraisa. What din d'oraisa is Rashi referring to doesn't tell you. But we pointed out there's an important need to have a beis din. Just get this down to different svaras. One reason why we said is that we don't want it to look like znus. I mean, today she's living with one guy, the next day she just walks out. You have to have beis din in control a little bit. So she's got to refuse in front of a beis din. Number two, we said, l'maisa, that if she could have been Mizana Tachas Baila, and she'll say, oh, you know what, I did mean it. It's got to be formalized in front of a Bezdin. And number three, we said, if you didn't need a Bezdin, you know, it would be ridiculous. They get in a fight one day, she walks out and says, that's it. Bezdin has to be involved. It makes sense why there's a need to have a Bezdin, halacha l'mais. Okay? So that's what Rashi says. On, that answers number what? Number eight. Okay, number nine.
What were the three?
Number one is you don't want her to what? You don't want it to look like Znusa. Today she's living with one guy, the next day living with another guy.
Right.
Number two is because why? She'll be Mizana and she'll say, oh, she did Miyun. No one knows if she did Miyun. And number three is that it's time if they have an argument, you know. She'll walk out and say she's had it. She's got to go in front of a basin.
What's the difference between the first and second?
First and second, Lamais is a little different, Jeremy. The first one is just looks like Znus, you know, doesn't look good. The second one, Lamaisa, is that not that she necessarily got married. Second one is just saying Shitaka was Mizana with another guy, and she's trying to, you know, fake it and said she didn't mean it. Not that she got married. The first one is saying, let's say she got married. So one husband on Monday, another one on Tuesday, another one on Wednesday. It's ridiculous. So we need Basin's involvement. Second one is just, you know, blocking, let's say, you know, promiscuous behavior, and she'll say that she did mean it. Okay? It's a similar, though, like you're saying. That's eight. Nine. How did the Rishash and the Marim shift Masbarash? So they said, you know what the D'oraisa that Rashi's referring to, that Miyun was modeled after? Chalitza. Chalitza requires a Beis Din. So if Chalitza requires a Beis Din, so Miyun was patterned after Chalitza. And they're very similar, I'll tell you why. Because Chalitza, there's an element of refusal. You're refusing to do Yibum. In Miyun, she's refusing the fellow. So it makes a lot of sense, and we pointed out in the Mishnah, and I think the Birkas Shai pointed it out, but we said it even fit the Lashon in the Mishnah. Because what's the word right after Miyun in the Mishnah? What's the word? It says chalitza v'amiyunin, right? Bishlosha. Miyunin is followed right after chalitza, so it makes sense it's modeled after it. So that was the pshat of Rashi, of the Maram Shif, and the Rishash. Correct. I also just want you to get down in that question that the Chassam Sofer said that Rashi was referring to a get m'usa. A get where the husband's a bad guy and you force the guy to give a get. In that case, you need a beis din to force him to give a get. So he was saying it was modeled after a get m'usa, not any stam get, but a get m'usa. And therefore,
what?
Get m'usa is when he's a recalcitrant husband and they need to force him. M'usa, forcing, kfiyah. In that case, the Gemara says, beferish, you need a get.
When you beat him.
So that's, what'd you say?
When we beat the husband?
Yeah, not beating him, but you know, we try to get him to say rotsani, okay? Don't be so violent, Johnny, right? You know, you want him to get to say the word Rotsani, the Rambam says, right? Rambam says that famous Rambam, we say we get that pintle of yid out of him, right? Berak Vezin was Gerushin. So that answers number what?
Nine.
That answers number nine. Okay. Let's go to number what? Number ten. How was the Noda Yehuda Masber Rashi? So Noda Yehuda, we mentioned Rav Yagid Shlita, the Rav Agon, Rav Yagid Shlita. Thank you, Ellie. He said, Beferish, he wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak many years ago, that the Noda Yehuda wrote a tshuva where he claims that maybe the Madura Tinoid Ibn Ezra Simon Kufya Dalit, that it is possible that Rashi is referring to a get. Okay? It is possible that Rashi is referring to a get. He's not modeling after chalitza or a get. Moose is modeling after a classic get, and that a get needs a basin, which is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Kivager says maybe that's what Rashi means as well, but they say the Gemara in Gittin never says anywhere you need a basin. Only says Eidem Asira Kart, Eidem Chasima Kart, or Meir Rabbi Lazar. And the Or Zarua is quoted by the Trumas Adeshin in Simon Reish Mem Ches, and the Trumas Rabbi Leah Mizrahi is saying that a get given at night is possible. Why? Why is it possible, Yonah? Because why? Because you need a basin. Excellent. So Rav Yagid pointed out, you know what? If you look inside the Trumas Adeshin, Trumas Adeshin never said such a thing. Trumas Adeshin never said such a thing. I mean, the Or Zarua never said such a thing. The Or Zarua said the only time you need a basin for get is when you're doing Kiyum Shtaris, when the get's being brought from Medina Sayam. But a full-fledged get doesn't need a basin at all. In fact, if you have a get, if you require a basin and you don't have a basin, it might cause it to be an aguna. So Rav Yagid pointed out the Or Zarua never said such a thing. It's a quote of the Trumas Adeshin or the Or Zarua, but Lamaisa, he must have not had that piece, the Trumas Adeshin, when he quotes the Or Zarua. So Lamaisa, it's very, very mechudish to say that a get needs a bezdin. Very, very mechudish. It's a tremendous chiddush. But nonetheless, can we find any mucker for it? Yes. The Gemara has a line in the end of in Maseches Irkin of Gimel Amud Aleph and Baba Basra on Kuf Ayin Dalin and Beis. Atal Komagarish Bebe Dina Komagarish. So if you read the Gemara like I just read it, the Gemara is saying, of course you don't need a bezdin for a get. But if you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom or Agola on the daf there in Baba Basra, he says you don't need a basin of Munchen. Basin Hedyotos is suffice. That's how you read the line. So according to Rabbeinu Gershom or Agola, you do need a basin for a get. And Lamaisa, we ideally, Lachachiva, try to have a basin, but certainly it's not Ma'akiv at all. The Beis Yosef wrote, we saw at the fairs, a get given at night is definitely good. Nesina Saget Lamaisa, he said there is no such requirement that there is a din of what? A din of that a Nesina Saget is a din. Very hard to imagine, even though we said it does have a nafkamina about the ksuba, right? Doesn't have an elena mamun to it, but the Beis Yosef didn't go with that as far. He didn't think it was true that a Nesina Saget is a din, and he said for sure it's good belaiwa. The Ramah does write in Shulchan Aruch, we said, in Hilchos Gittin, let's give the marker, Simon Kufchav Gimel. The end, last sif, he says, Ein legarish belaila. In girish belaila, some say it's a get puzzle, but as I said, if you have a bad husband and you refuse to give her get and you catch him in the community at night, we will have the get given at night, and it's certainly good b'diavad. L'chachila, it's not the best thing, the Ramah says, but you have this requirement, Lamaisa, and we said, is there any toysin that chime in on this? Yes. We point out that Reshepta point out, he put it out a kol b'china, that Tosis in Armasech and then Dal Amraf writes Beferish that a man can megarish his wife Belilah, and you don't have to be afraid that the guy's a shade. You remember we did that, Tosis? On Mendal and Amanalev. On Mendal and Amanalev, Tosis says Beferish, Echi Ishim is garish his Belilah. Don't you have to be worried about his shade? No, we're not Tosis is a shade. Only in the fields and the mountains. But in the cities, we're not Tosis that he's a shade. So you see, Tosis writes Beferish explicitly can give a get Belilah. Tosin Megillah and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says that if a man gives a directive to a guy, kisvu get leishti, then we're not choshes that it's a shade. But he never said Beferish and Megillah he could give a get Belilah. But in Sanhedrin he writes Beferish. So Mikra Adin, we paskin halacha lomaisa that Bezin is al chachila, but certainly not leikuva. But it could be that's what Rashi was referring to, halacha lomaisa. It could be. But as I said, Lamaisa, you could come up with a svara why there's a din mamun by the get, because of why? Because it chaps a nafkamina on the ksuba. Now there is a Targum Yonas in Menuzil. I want you to get this. In Perikov Dalet Pasuk Alf, on the Pasuk Kosov La Sefer Krisis, they have to write a get. You have to write the get in front of a basin. That's a collector's item we don't find in any posik. That's what the Chuvus Onig Yontif says Beferish. We never find anywhere that has to be written in front of a basin. He says, Lo Matzanu. We don't find anywhere that that has to be Beferish at all. Okay?
He said, I think we said another Raya, a get could be given at night because Gerish and Kedushin are connected, no?
No, we said that there's a chumra of the Rabbein Yeshaya. Rabbein Yeshaya has a chumra that just like a get can be given light, you can't do Kedushin at night.
You can't do
cannot, that. Right. That's what the Chiddush, Rabbein Yeshaya said like that. But we said the Gemara has Beferish Kedushu to Alpha Maf Kitcha Balela. The Gemara has a case they had a Kedushin Balela. How's that against Rabbein Yeshaya? So we said that's only by what? Only by Shtar. We're Makish Shtar Kedushin with a get. But Kesef can be done Balela, not a problem. We're Makadish anyway Balela, yeah. Right? But there's an interesting din. So I want you to get this in Halacha Lamaisa. As I said, the Chassam Sofer says that the Seder Aget doesn't need three. But the questions beforehand, asking the Sofer, the Edim, after the Ksivas Aget, before the Nesina, that's Kabbalah Seder. That needs three Minatayr. That's Lichachila, though. B'dievet, it doesn't pass if you did it B'yachin or not. Okay? He says, the Kabbalah says, Enakum Yotzal Azal Aget. The Kabbalah says nothing in Yotzal Azal Aget. So in other words, it's all in the Chachila. But the bottom line being is that in Rashi, there basically are three possibilities. The most famous candy rice of Tikkun is what? That it's modeled after Miyun, it's modeled after Chalitza, which fits the Mishnah. Chalitza and Miyun. And there's an element of refusal. Second possibility is a get Me'usa, a forced get. And the third one is any classical get. Requires a basin, which we said is, we do the Chachila, but certainly not Likuva, and therefore a get Belayla Mikra didn't be kosher. Chachila not. Yes, go ahead, Yona. What do you say?
It sounds like the basing it off of the covenants is the most compelling reason, just because we have textual evidence.
Yeah, that fits much, much better.
So
yes.
What's compelling the other Rishon to come along with the other two?
It's a good question because the at least there was a marriage. You know what I'm saying? At least there's a marriage. You know, with the case of Miyun, there's a marriage. And Get, there's a marriage. Chalitza, there was no marriage, you know what I mean? Fine,
there was a marriage,
but he's dead now. There's a Zika. It's not exactly the same. But it's more compelling, Poshup Shad, that he's referring to Chalitza, like you said. Well said. Okay, that answers number 10. Let's go, guys. 11. Let's move. Number 11. Let's go. It says Smichas Kenim in the Mishnah, right? Doesn't the Mishnah say Smichas Kenim? Bishlosha, what is Smichas Kenim referring to? Smichas Kenim needs three. So Rashi says it's referring to Smichas Kenim on the Par Helam Davrsel Tzibor, the bull that the Bezin has to offer when they make a mistake and Rov Klai Yisrael follows their mistake. If you look in the Parashat Mishnayos of the Ram says it means that, but it means something else. It means giving Smicha too as well. That's what the Rambam writes in the Parashat Mishnayos. You don't have to put your hands mamish on the Talmud's head, but you call him Rebbe. We point out that Ron, so I point out the Sefer Ashtaris, that you actually, the Rebbe does actually put the hand on the Talmud. The Sefer Ashtaris says. But the Rambam writes that it means both. It means both. And in the Halachas, in the Yad HaChazak, the Rambam quotes, all Karbonis at Tzibur do not require Smicha except for two, Sar Mishtalech and Par Helam Davashel Tzibur. And he also says the three fellows have to be from the Sanhedrin. And Hilchos Sanhedrin, he says, Smicha needs Vabezed in two as well. So in the Yad HaChazak, he writes that both need both. Par Helm Davashel Tzibor and Smicha needs a basin. The Zeri Yitzu just pointed out the Gemara says Beferish that the Mishnah is talking about what? Where's the Gemara and you'd give him a base? The Gemara says Beferish is talking about Smicha's Par Helm Davashel Tzibor. So what on earth is the Rambam saying? The Tosefta there, the Brisa says Smicha's Kenim. But the Mishnah writes Gemara says Beferish is only referring to Par Helm Davashel Tzibor. So the Rambam argues in the Gemara. So he said the Bartanura said, if you look closely at the Rambam says, of course. The Rambam's not going to argue on the Gemara, he can't. Of course the Mishnah is referring to Smicha, Par Helam, Davashel Tzibor. If you look closer, the Rambam says it, but it also could also mean as well Smicha Skenim. Of course the Rambam says the Ikar Pshat is Par Helam, Davashel Tzibor, like Rashi. He just added on, it also will mean what? Smicha Skenim as well, and that's exactly what's beared out in the Tosefta, that both, and he quotes in the Yad HaChazaka as well. Okay. That answers number what? Number 11, 12. What's the din of Neter of Aish Yedom of Yeduin? So we pointed out, interestingly, Lamaisa, that the Mishnah says here on Daf Beis and Aleph that Meister Sheni is years 1, 2, 4, and 5. You take the fruit up to Yerushalayim, you eat it, vegetables, you eat it in the Beis HaMikdash. If it's too heavy, you redeem out the coins, take the coins up and eat and buy Basar v'Shlamim, salami sandwiches, and beverages you can buy, and eat them in Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah says, Neter Avayim, Meister Sheni, she ain't dumb of you doing. Where the monies are not known, B'Shlosh, you need a panel of three to value and how much. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. Shame dumb of you doing. Okay? So Rashi comes along. Now the Pashup Shot is that, okay? The Pashup Shot is that only Net to Revive needs a panel. Okay? But Rashi comes along and says, ain't Demehen you doing. That both need a panel. Not just Net to Revive, but also what? Meister Sheni need a panel to evaluate how much the fruits and vegetables are. So you don't rip off the Beis HaMikdash. Again, what is the purpose of evaluation of panel? To determine how much the fruits and vegetables are worth. Correct? So the Mishnah says, ain't dumb of you doing. Right? It says, Neter and Revai, or Meister Sheni, ain't dumb of you doing this Bishlosh. He needed a panel of three. Rashi comes along and says, ain't Demehen you doing. He says it's referring to both. Meaning the pear is spoiled, we have to know how much they're worth. They have no shar and the shuk, and therefore also Net to Revai and Meister Sheni, when you don't know how much it is, they need a shuma. So we said the Maharam Shif said it's very difficult, this Rashi. Because if you look in the Gemara later on in Yudalim Beis, which we saw, it says Net to Revai is the one that needs shuma. Net to Revai always needs shuma. Even when the dumbbell is you're doing, it doesn't make a difference. And the Chedushia Bach said the same thing. Taisus said, Halach l'maisim. Taisus says, b'feirish, when the Mishnah says, ain't dumb of you doing, what's it referring to? It's referring to only to Meister Sheni. Only to Meister Sheni. But Net to Revai always needs a panel. Even when you know how much it is. Why is that? Why does Net to Revai always need a panel, Daniel? Because Taisus says, because you're lahut lechol, esaperis. You've been waiting 3 years. It's orally. You can't eat the fruit, so you're going to be very quick to want to eat the fruit. So you're going to want to devalue. You're going to devalue how much it's really worth because you're quick to eat it. Plus the fact you're not going to be careful about it. Plus the fact you've used these last 3 years. You've used a lot of your expenses, as the Mishnah says in Meister Sheni and Pirkei Mishnah Dalet, net to revive or machashim the yitzias. We calculate how much expenditures you had, and we deduct from it. You spent, you know, a lot of time hoeing and hosing and watering the tree that the fruit should grow very nicely. So if the fruits are worth $100, but I used $20 over the last 3 years, let it deduct it to 80. I keep that in mind. So you see, Beferish, no matter what, Net to Revive, even if you know how much the fruit is worth now, you need someone to come in objectively and evaluate what the deduction should be. So even if it's dumb of you doing, Net to Revive always needs a panel. Meister Sheni, Lamaisa, is the only one that needs a panel when ain't dumb of you doing. So that's where Rashi is very, very difficult. Now, before we get back to Rashi, we said the Maharam Shif asked on Taisus. Why does Taisus give a new reason? Because you're lahut to eat. Why does he just mention the reason in the Mishnayos?
What was Taisus' reasoning?
Taisus' reason is because you're lahut to eat it. You can eat you want to eat the Neter Avai as soon as possible. So you're not going to evaluate it correctly. So you need a panel, right? Always need a panel. Even if it's dumb of you doing. So why did Taisa have to come up with a whole new reason when the Mishnah says the reason why you need a panel is what? Because you need to evaluate what the deduction was. That was in the Maharam Shif's Kash on Taisus. Why did Taisa have to come up with new reasons against the Mishnah? The Mishnah already has a reason. So I think it was Pinchas that suggested very nicely that maybe it's the same reason. That because you're what? Because you are lahu to eat it, right? That's going to cause you not to what? Not to, you know, deduct the expenses in a right way. Because you're so quick to want to eat it, you'll deduct too much, let's say. So he wanted to say, it's not like Taisus coming up with a new reason. Maybe that's the reasoning of the Mishnah. Lohud acher lechol. So it comes out, alach lamaisa, that the truth of the matter is in the Yad Ramah writes, and after Vavim and Aleph, that the Mishnah says, ain dummy v'duin, is also referring to Net to Revai, as Rashi says as well. And he's doke this because it's against the Girsa, because we have aim dumb of you doing, not aim demehen you doing, right? Rashi said aim demehen you doing. And the Bryce of the Gemara says is only talking about Meister Sheni. So the Chazar over to Sancho, let's get it. that the Mishnah says net to revive my shame dumb of you doing the shlosha. Meaning my shashani, we don't know the money, you need to pay on all three. Poshim Shah, the Mishnah is only saying, ain't the main to do is going on my shashani. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi comes along and says, no, ain't the mehen. Both. Both. Lomais. Which is a bit of a chiddush. More than a chiddush. They say it's against the Gemara, right? Because the bottom line is that net to revive always needs a panel. Even if it's dumb of you doing. Why? Because you need to be able to deduct the what? The expenses. Because you're low lechel. The only concept of ain't dumb of you doing it only makes sense by my shushani. You follow me? Because by net to revive, it's always dumb. Even by dumb of you doing, you need a panel. Because you always need to expense. There's no deductions that are mentioned by my shushani. Why are there no deductions by my shushani, we said? Because you're growing your whole crop. You take a portion of that crop, my shushani. Most of it's chulin, right? You can't take a deduction off that. You're doing the same work for your chulin as the Majushani. The deduction only makes sense by the net to revive, because they had orla, right? Because you couldn't touch the fruit at all. So therefore, Lamaisa Yad Ramah says, it's very difficult, it should be aimed dumb of you doing, not aimed mehen. The Bryce of the Gemara comments was only talking about aimed dumb of you doing is a Majushani. By net to revive, even dumb of you doing, you need a shumer. You always need a base of three. Okay, we got that, Clore? Johnny, you got it? Okay? Uri, clear? Let's get this. Not too hard, but you got to get it, okay? You got it, Zach Clore? Okay, fight or not. That's what it means, dumb if you're doing or not. Orally, you're always going to need a panel no matter what for net to revive. Always, no matter what. Because you have to load level and you want to have correct evaluation of what the deduction is. The Mishnah says, ain't dumb if you're doing, only makes sense by my shashani. You can have fruits and vegetables that are not known, and you can have fruits and vegetables that will be known. So if it's known, you don't need a panel. Trust the guy. There's no deductible expenses that you need to subtract for when it comes to Maisha Shani. Net to revive there is. All right, Gemara and Shiv said, why does come up with a whole new reasoning? It's against the Mishnah. So Pinchas wanted to say it's the same reasoning. Because you're so lahut, you're burning to eat the thing, so therefore you're not going to make the deductible the right way. You'll say, oh, I'll subtract $70. And when it really should only be $20. Because you won't be careful because you're so for hits to eat the fruit. You've been looking at this fruit for three years in your backyard.
Wouldn't you tend to overvalue it?
No, because you have to redeem it on the coins and come to show line. So you're going to want to detract a lot. You're going to subtract a lot. The value of the fruit's $100, but you say, oh, I spent $70 the last 3 years, so I only pay $30. When in reality, you should only subtract, $30. Because you're going to be so far hits to eat it, so you won't evaluate it correctly. Okay, that answers what? 12. Let's go. 13, guys. Okay? Let's go. How many Adim do you need for Kabbalah's Adis? For Dini Nefashos. You have a capital punishment case. Murder. 23 Leonim you need for a Psak. But what about for Kabbalah's Adis? This is the Machlekes we pointed out to in Rav Sajigon and the Ramban.
For a Psak of murder?
Any case where you need a base of 23. For the Kabbalah's Adis of that case, can you have a separate base of 3 that can sit on the Kabbalah's Adis? Or must you have the base of 23 also sit for the Kabbalah Seidus? So the Ramban al Torah in Pirak Yud Zayin Posik Vav and Sefer Dvarim quotes Rav Sajigon that says Beferish for Kabbalah Seidus for Din Nefashos 3 suffices. Tremendous Chiddush. And the Ramban is holding kind of Lagamri. The Ramban says absolutely not. Just like the Gemara Din needs 23, the Kabbalah Seidus of Din Nefashos also requires 23. There is the opinion of Shu, as we said, was maskim to Rav Sajigon. But we said the Minchas Chinuch was a little bit bothered by this Ramban. Because when you talk about Erin Nidachas, how many Dayanim do you need for Erin Nidachas? No. What did the Mishnah say? Did everyone chazer inside, please? Everyone chazer inside. 71. And the Gemara later on at Kufi Beis Manaf seems to say that the Kabbalah Seidus was not with 71. I thought you got to match it according to the Ramban. Whatever the Gemara did is the Kabbalah Seidus. So, the Minchas Chinuch says, no problem, it's not called an Irni Dachas until they actually call it an Irni Dachas. So it's not considered to be a Kasha. Okay. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky points out that the Homa Kori needs 71 is from the Pasuk, the Pasuk of Osetas Ishahu, the Gomer, and that Pasuk is talking about already with his Gemar Din. Meaning the Etzim Din is a special, because there's a Kosev that up to that point you don't need 71. So there's two ways to get out of that Irni Dachas. Either you can say it's not called Irni Dachas until the Gemar Din, or number two is only the Gemara didn't require 71. Anything before that would not require it. But the crux being fundamental machlokes of Sajigon Ramban for Kabbalah's Adis and Din Nefashos, does it stamp you need 23? Lomaisa? Or what? Or would three suffice? Rosario says three suffices. The Rabban says you need 23. Okay, that answer is number 13, 14. What's the reason why we kill a behemoth? Well, what's the case where we kill the behemoth? The Mishnah says, B'feirish, a behemoth that kills a human being is chayv misa. That was the Mishnah we saw. Shor nisku, we kill. Shenemar shor yisakav, gambal of yumas. Right? We also said that a roveya and a nirba, you know, if a roveya, if an animal's ball a woman, or if the behemoth is balled by a man, we also kill the behemoth. Why do you kill a behemoth? So the Rabban al HaTorah in Brachos Perek Tes Pasuk Hei says, even though wild animals or animals do not have Bechiras Chofshis, they don't get Schar Onish, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you must kill the animal. So it's a kasuv, basically. It's not a punishment to the owners. What's the riot that's not a punishment for the owners? Because a shor midbar. What's a shor midbar? A shor hefker. A shor hefker that kills someone. Do we kill it? Yes. There's no owner. If it was a punishment to the owner, then what? We wouldn't kill it. So you see from there, the Ramban says, not a punishment for the owner. It's a kasuv. We said it's kind of like a takala. You know, there shouldn't be something out there that is existing that, you know, killed someone. And therefore, we don't view it as an onish. The reason why the behemoth is killed is because it's just a kosev. It's not an onish to the owner. The rye is short of midbar. And it has nothing to do with schar and onish. The behemoth has no schar and onish. Most Rishonim say behemoths don't have bechiras chofshis. So they can have schar and onish. They cannot have schar and onish. Schar and onish, Eli, comes from bechiras chofshis, right? They don't have it, according to Rov Rishonim. Okay.
So is misa not an onish?
He says this: the misa of the animal is not an onish to the owner, okay, of the animal. Because we still kill the animal when there's no owner, we said. Okay? So it's not an onish to the owner, Yonah. So there's a kasuv. It says, Miyad kochai ed reshenu. Hashem will, you know, we said it's basically that something that bad happened through a person. Remember we gave a muscle, I think? Rav Shechter, the Rambam says it. Rav Shechter pointed out the Rambam. Why do you, in Baal Aramis, what do we do with Baal Aramis? Jewish man with the shiksa? We kill them both. Him is chayav. Why her? Because the takala is being done through her. Takala means a bad thing. So after the takala, she's killed. Similar thing here by the behemoth. Okay. Fine. That's the din. Lamaise. I mean, the Gemara has a shiloh later on. Is it takala or is it... No, is it takala? The Gemara has a shiloh later on, whether it's a takala or it's... what's the other lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara nun heim et aleph. The Gemara has a suffix. What's the reason why he killed the behemoth who had bestiality? Okay? The Gemara has a suffix. Is it kolon or is it, what's the other thing called? Takala or kolon, right. Takala or kolon. Kolon means embarrassment, or takala means just an avera was done through it. So we're working with this notion that would be similar to the takala. Yeah, you don't want a behemoth in the street walking around. It would be embarrassing. Oh, that guy had bestiality with it. Called embarrassment. Or takala is a bad, and they happen itself. But here we're focusing more on takala. That's 14, 15. Let's go. What is Rashi Masbir on the concept of Chemesh Rishus? And what was the Mahalach we said? So Rashi is very difficult, we said. Rashi says in the Mishnah, Ein Motzim Lo Chemesh Rishus El Al Pi Bezin Shal Shivim Bechet. Rashi says, we're talking about all Mechemes Chutzim and Mechemes Yoshua. What's example of Mechemes Rishus? An optional battle. An optional battle, the halach is that what? You need to annex it. The Beis Din needs permission. The Beis HaGadol has to give permission for you to engage in a Mechemes Rishus. So he said Rashi left out a Molek. Rashi said that Mechemes Mitzvah is a Mechemes Yoshua. What about Mechemes Amolek? In fact, the Rambam says there are three types of Mechemes Mitzvah. Mechemes Shiva Amamim, destroying the Shiva Amamim to get Eretz Yisrael, number one. Number two, Amolek. And number three, defensive battle. So Rashi, for some reason here, leaves out Amalek. Very difficult.
And defensive.
The Aruch Lanier asked this kasha, we said. So the Aruch Lanier says, it is a mitzvah even according to Rashi. The only reason why Rashi didn't mention it, because it always exists. You don't need Haskam with the basin of Shivim Vechar when it comes to Amalek. They always exist. The Nazis, Saddam Hussein, they always exist. So there never is a requirement to have Haskam. So Rashi's just trying to be Mazen Mishnah that which Mechamas need Rishus or don't need Rishus. Mechamas Rishus needs a Rishus, from the Beis Nagar Mechametz Mitzvah doesn't. So why doesn't he mention Yoh Amalek? Because Amalek for sure doesn't need it. It always exists. Okay, Mechametz Eretz Yisrael was Zulamaisa. We need a special Matmat Agar Shenu Mipanecha. Need Askama from the Sanhedrin when to engage war to conquer Eretz Yisrael.
I thought the conquering Eretz Yisrael didn't. I thought that
was one of the three Rambam. No, Mechametz Eretz Yisrael Lamaisa Sercha Askama Pisanhedrin Mataya Asu Milchama. One time you're going to do the Milchama Lamaisa. Okay, so in other words, what he wanted to say is that all Yoshua Lamaisa didn't need it, Lamaisa. But he wanted to say in the Mechametz Eretz Yisrael, perhaps the Aruch Lanier wanted to say Rashi said you need it. Nonetheless, we said the Rambam in the Perish Mishnah said Mamalek is considered a Mechametz Chayva. And in Hilchos Malachim, remember we said we mentioned three Lamaisa, three types of Mechametz Mitzvah. So Lamaisa, it's a difficulty why Rashi says it. But we're pointing out that at least according to the Aruch Lanier, Rashi agrees that Mechametz Mamalek is a Mitzvah. You make it a good point, Uri, but he says Yoshua's war did not need a Haskama, but later on it would. Mechametz Eretz Yisrael. But the Yad Ramah says not that way. Please get it. The Yad Ramah says that Mechametz Rishus is called any Mechametz which is not to conquer Eretz Yisrael and not to protect oneself. So in other words, according to the Yad Ramah, Mechametz Rishus would also be what? Amalek. Believe it or not, the Yad Ramah would say Mechametz Amalek, has nothing to do with it conquering Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's labeled as a Mechametz Rishus. It's a big chiddush that Yad Ramah, we said.
Wouldn't killing Amalek be protecting Bnei Yisrael spiritually?
Okay, but it's a chiddush, this Yad Ramah. Very big chiddush. But it could very well be that Rashi maybe is saying, like that Yad Ramah Lamaisa, we said it's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. But we pointed out that nonetheless, that there are big differences between Mechametz Amalek and Mechametz Sheva Amamim. Many differences. One of the differences is that we said that Mechametz Amalek is a Chovas Ayachid. Mechamah Hashem, door to door, no matter where you meet an Amalekite, it's labeled as a Mechamah. Whereas the Mechamah Shiva Amamin is to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Mechamah Samalek, only Jewish men are Mechuyiv, Jewish women are potter to kill Amalek. When it comes to the Shiva Amamin, Jewish men and women are equally Mechuyiv, because it's to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And both Jewish men and women are Mechuyiv to go to Eretz Yisrael. No doubt. Halacha L'maisa. So that's the Chiluk we want to say. So basically, the upshot of it being, is two Mahachim and Rashi. Either like the Aruch Lanier, that of course Amalek is a mitzvah, but it always exists, so it for sure doesn't need a haskama, it didn't even fit the bill of the Mishnah. Whereas the Yad Ramah seems to say that Mechametz Amalek is not a Mechametz Mitzvah, which is a Chiddush Nifla. We generally don't assume, like that the Rambam writes with favors, that it's not halacha lemaisa. Okay, yes, Jonah.
Would the Yad Ramah say that Mechametz Amalek is a mitzvah kiyumis?
Yeah, I mean, it's Timchet Zechra Amalek. It could be, he holds like the Rishonim that we said, I think it was the Bahag we said, that the real mitzvah of destroying Amalek only applies when the Mashiach comes. Okay, there is a Shita like that, I think it was the Bahag that actually says that. So maybe he holds along those lines. Okay, that answers number what? Number 15, 16. What does the Minchas Chinuch say in the Rashi, Navi Sheker, Misasa Bechenik? We point out from our Harav Agon, Rav Sarfati Shlitin, he point out a chiddush nifla to me. The Mishnah says Navi Sheker. Rashi says Bechenik. What does Rashi have to point out that he gets Chenik for, a Navi Sheker? The Arba Mises Bezin. So he pointed out that the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix in the name of Sarfati Shlita, the beautiful. What happens if you have a Navi Sheker that says in the name of Hashem? It's on Mitzvahs Tav Kuf Yud Ches O Skimel. Tav Kuf Yud Ches O Skimel. What happens if a Navi says in the name of Hashem that we should do Avodah Zarah? It's ridiculous. He's a Navi Sheker. Right? We don't listen to him. The question is, how do we punish this guy? If we punish this guy as a Navi Sheker, we give him what? And we give him Chenik? Or do we what? Or do we punish him as a Mesis and we give him what? We give him Skilum. Right? The question is, actually, do you give him 23 judges? A Mesis has 23. And a Navi Sheker is how many? 71. That's the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. So Rav Sarfati Shlita wants to say Rashi is chiming in on this and saying, Misasso Bechenik. Misasso Bechenik. Even if he tells you in the name of Hashem to do Avodah Zarah, he's labeled as a what? Navi Sheker. And we give him what? We give him what? We give him Chenik. And therefore, how many judges will we have? No, you tell me.
71.
Because you're labeling him as a Navi Sheker, so there's a Chumra Nakula. You give him chenek, which is a lower punishment of death, but he has a requirement of more judges because a Navi Sheker gets 71. If you're a Mesis, you only need 23, but what? But you get skiwa.
But we're killing him.
I understand, but which Misa though? Which Misa, Ali? The four Misas based him.
Say, we, Dini Nefesh is not all inclusive of all the different...
No, of course, no, because some get 71. A Navi Sheker is a guy that gets 71, right? Zaken Mamre. We said the Gemara Din is not by a Zaken Mamre, but the Navi Sheker at least is. So he wanted to say, that's what he wanted to say, the Kiddush is, that a Mesis requires only 23, Navi Sheker 71. So Rashi, by saying Misasso Chenik, is trying to say you label him as being a what? You label him as being another Navi Sheker style. Okay, fine. That answers number what? 16, 17. What's the machloikas Raman Tais Legabi the Hagdar of Smich? What's the machloikas? So it's a fundamental machloikas. Jacob, you got me? The Rav Zatzal said beautifully. Smich means ordination, but what does it mean in Lomdus? So according to the Raman, it's a license to Paschim. Like a rabbi needs a license to Paschim, doctor needs a license to practice medicine, a lawyer needs a license to practice law. Who would deny me? Lavdal of Dair, Lavdal Elif. Elif of dollars that the Rav needs smicha to paskin. It's a license of paskin. Tosis comes along and says it has nothing to do with a single Rav. It is an ingredient to make up a Beis Din. There's a bunch of elements you need to make up a Beis Din. Okay? Bunch of elements. Okay? You need an odd number. You need a Beis Din to sit. So one of the elements is also that all three dayanim need to have smicha. Fundamental machlekes, Ramam Tosis. Just point out on this question, where did Tosis say to be said? Because Tosis said, how do we have Geirim Bizman Hazeh? We don't have Smicha Bizman Hazeh. So how can we have Geirim? So what does Tosis answer? Shlichu Sayu. Excellent, Yonah. But you see that what? Smicha is an ingredient to a Beis Din. And therefore, the Sav that Shlichu Sayu is the right. So the Rabbanim today are Rabbanim, are the Shlichim, the Rabbanim of old. Kedusha Rats is the Ramokam, their cover that is due to them, and say the Rabbanim of today can do their job. According to the Ram, that Kasha doesn't start. Why does that Kasha not start? Because the Beis Din of Geirus doesn't paskin. Their presence alone is needed. So according to the Rav Shmuel and the Ram, they don't need smicha. So the Yotos are fine, right? That answers number what? 17, 18. Let's go. Give four Makaris in the Rambam that the Rav proved the Hagdara of smicha in the Rambam. That's a license to paskin. You ready? Number one marker. Get him down. Maybe this will be on there.
Marker for what?
Maybe. Four Makaris that the Rama holds that smicha is a license of paskin, Johnny. Maybe it'll be on there, Johnny. Okay? Number one. Number one is the Rama says you need smicha for maris. What are maris? Shilas of Taras Mishpochet. Ksomen. You don't go to a Beis Din for Shilas of Ksomen. You go to an individual Rav. The Rama says you need smicha for that. Obviously, there's a license of paskin, nothing to do with a Beis Din. Number one. Number two. The Rambam Paskins, a Zuckin Mamre, has to have smicha. Rashi says he has to be 40 or older. Rambam says nothing to do with the age. He's got to have smicha. If you have a guy who has smicha who argues against the Sanhedrin Agadol, he's asked the Shiloh. He goes up to the Beis Din. He doesn't know it. They tell him he goes back home and Paskins against them. That's Mamish putting in jeopardy the Sanhedrin Agadol. It's a terrible thing. Putting in jeopardy the Sanhedrin Agadol, it's bad. Therefore, we kill him. But if you have a guy who has no smicha, it's a joke. We ignore the guy. So you have to have a guy who has smicha. So you see, it's a license to paskin. Such a person can be a zaken mamre. That's a number two riot. That smicha is a license to paskin. Number three, the Rambam says in Perek Dal Halacha Gimel Sanhedrin. That second Rambam, the Rambam was in Perek Gimel Mamrim Halacha Hey. The one of Aksamim is Perek Dal Halacha Ches in Sanhedrin. 4:8 is the first one in Sanhedrin, Dal Ches. The second one is Mamrim Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. And the third one is, how many Dayanim do you need to give smicha for a Rav to a Talmud? In front of a panel of how many? Three. But only one of the three needs smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. Why? Because you want to continue the link from Moshe on down. Why don't you need all three? Because they're not paskening. If the Beis Din's function is they're not paskening, sometimes they paskin. But sometimes their presence alone is needed. If their presence alone is needed, then you don't need smicha. Their presence alone is needed, you don't need smicha. So forget about it. Only one of the three need to continue the chain. That's number three. And lastly, number four. Let's go, guys. Number four. The fourth Rambam he proved was a Yochid Munchum. Can judge Hodos Vavos, but he must have Smicha, like the Rabbeinu Chananel or Sameh said. You remember that? The Rambam said, a Yochid Munchum needs Smicha, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, Al Pi Din. And he says that Dinim Ominous, the Hodos Vavos are good in Chutzlars, even though we don't have a Beis Din in Chutzlars, but we're Shlichusayim. There's a need to have Shlichusayim. So what's the Machloikis? So the Kesef Mishnah says, "V'shem the Ramach." He says, "What do you need Shlichusayu for? Why do you need Shlichusayu?" So what's the answer? The answer is that what the Yachid Mumcha Korei Ram needs Smicha. So if you need Smicha, you need Shlichusayu, because there's no Smuchim in Bavel. But when a guy sits on Adolso Avos, is that a Hora or not? Yes, you don't need a Beis Din for that. You don't need a psak based, and they're just paskening. You can have an individual rav paskening on those levels.
If it's an individual rav, Ram says you need smicha.
Taisvus argues. The other Rishon, the Ramach, and the other Rishon, the Kesef Mishnah quotes, Chad Nami Kosher, they don't need smicha. Why don't they need smicha, halacha l'maisa? Why don't they need smicha? The other Rishon said smicha is halacha in what? Smicha is halacha in based in. Hodos vavos, chad namish kosher. You don't need a Beis Din. So memeila, one guy's enough without smicha.
So he just needs to be
gomer, but no smicha? Yeah, just to be gomer, doesn't have to have smicha. Hodos vavos doesn't need Beis Din. It's not a Beis Din. It's a hurrah. According to the other Rishonim, it's not a Beis Din. Smicha only is an ingredient for a Beis Din. You don't need a Beis Din. So one's enough without smicha. According to the Rambam, it's the paskin. The chad namish needs smicha. And that's why hodos vavos, you need shlichusayu. Because there's no smuchim in Chutz Laretz. So you need to make up for the lack of smicha there. So you need shlichusayu kov dinin. So those are the four marmakoimus in the Rambam that the Rav drove home that smicha is a license to paskin. So where are we up to? 19, guys. I'll give you more questions tomorrow. Keep chazarin. Beis and beis. I think we're going to have the bechina either Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Okay? Lean at it. What's wrong?
No, I just haven't been
trained most of those days. Okay, but I want to get going though, Viper. Okay, and then Monday, someone else said they had mitzvah. You know what are we going to do? You know what I'm saying? No. So we're going to do Tuesday or Wednesday, if we never. Okay, why not do a Monday?
No.
Either Tuesday or Wednesday it'll be. We'll decide at the end of the week, if we never. Okay. And before the beginning of January, I'll give some kaburas at night in the basement, so everyone chazer over. Okay. All right, so it'll be Tuesday of Wednesday of next week. Now, December 19th, we want to have the Shabbaton. So please tell Johnny if you could come. We want as many guys as possible to come. And there's a Maleva Malka Yeshiva wide the November 21st. Everyone's encouraged to attend. Okay, and please remember we should put the name Malka's Nasipor. Let's stop Mincha. Everyone have a wonderful day, guys. Keep up the Chazor. Okay, who wants to
start with 19 tomorrow? We'll start with 19 tomorrow?
Yeah. We'll start where we left off tomorrow, but we gotta go with the cosmic time.